Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Christian, and welcome to another podcast. Welcome to the Amazing Race 31 recap right here on Everything About TV. Now, obviously, we were off last week. We had one last podcast. Probably why I noticed the influx of subscribership kind of dropping on one of the platforms. That's okay. There was no episode last week, obviously, because the Survivor finale at last week. That was probably the reason why. They said, no, what, we're not going to air Amazing Race this week. We're going to wait a week, and we're going to wait until next this week. And this week, they aired two episodes, so we're going to have a bit of two episodes we will be covering tonight on the podcast. And I apologize that this is an hour late. I got home, and I've been out all day. But anyways, so, yeah, double episode, which is nice. And I guess they're going to have to double it up as we are getting closer and closer to Big Brother 21 too. 21 is coming up very, very, very soon. And they're going to have to finish it before the season actually starts. And I do have a schedule. And also, I will be talking about that probably on the blog tomorrow on crispyontheweb.com. I just want to let you guys know that. What else do I have to say? I don't have to say much. I'm excited to be back. And it has been weird being in the studio and looking at the microphone like, when am I going to record? And it's like, okay, today's finally the day. We're going to record a podcast. It's kind of weird doing it weekly now, but I am getting the hang of once a week is kind of gotten quieter around here and all that. And I've been doing some studio changes on the off season of in between the, not the off season, but in between recordings, I have done some changes to the studio, which you will see this summer when we start doing YouTube. We will be back on YouTube and I will have the official link on the blog tomorrow as well. So the teams are currently, where are they? They are in the, I think they're in Vietnam still. I believe they are still in Vietnam at this current time. However, teams must now fly to Dubai, which is in the, what's it called? Dubai is, I'm going to have to look it up because I don't even know the country. That's the United Arab Emirates is where they are heading. Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates, and they're going to be heading to Dubai. They will have to the next clue will be at the, obviously, the car party. So I guess that's where they get taxi cabs and rent cars and all that. That's what I'm guessing what they mean is they are at the car parties, I guess, taxi cabs and cars, I'm guessing as well. So, and then Nicole and Victor, which I'm a big fan of. I've probably mentioned that so many times during this podcast, during the Amazing Race podcast, but they said they have come in second, I think twice, two or three times now. They obviously talking about, they have luck, which is what she had when she played Big Brother. Obviously, when she won Big Brother USA season, oh boy, now I'm really testing myself on my Big Brother history here. 18, I think. Let me know on social media if I'm correct on that. I think it was 18. I'm not really sure what, I think it was 18, yeah, because she, 17 she competed, no, sorry, 16 she competed. I remember Victoria collapsed, and then she was actually in the bathroom area when Victoria collapsed, and then she had 1 year off, and then she came back in 19, where Paul was right next to her. So that's right. They have luck. They're having luck like they did on the game of Big Brother. But, you know, Amazing Race is different from Big Brother. It is, you're not stuck in a house. You're traveling the world. You're seeing all the world. You're seeing every city in the world. You know, you're traveling around the world, having a good time, you know, and obviously racing for the $1 million prize, obviously. So Beck and Floyd got through Vietnam. Obviously, we know they struggled in Vietnam in their season. I remember that very well. Actually, I think I was I think I ever actually covered that season on the podcast, if I remember correctly. And obviously they got eliminated under very, very, you know, not so great, you know, circumstances. Obviously it was not the right circumstance to be eliminated. Like, you know, your body, you push your body too much and then, you know, your body's going to tell you, whoa, what are you doing? You need to take it easy there, buddy. You know, especially being in Vietnam, it was hot. And, you know, I think it was dehydration that Floyd was experiencing, if I remember very correctly. That's a long time ago. I'm trying to remember such a long way back when they did that season. I think it was, actually. So, obviously, now they got past Vietnam. Thank goodness they got past it. And I'm really happy because they are on my list. Obviously, my picks for the season. As you know, I do picks each and every season for almost all the reality TV shows I cover on this podcast. I think 100% of the shows I actually cover on the podcast are on here. So I would say 125 because I do watch Hell's Kitchen, which is not an Everything About Reality TV podcast related show right now at the moment. But anyway, yeah, they got through Vietnam, you know, when they met in the first time they played. Obviously, they were complete strangers. You know, they did not know each other, but now they are good friends. And now the line of communication is now open, which is good. And I think they have it. I think it's going to be a tough, you know, finish between Tyler and Corey, Becca and Floyd, Nicole and Victor. I think Christy and Colin are going to do well this season. Oh, man, there's a bunch of them, I think, that could possibly go very deep into this race, as we are now slowly winding down. I don't know if we're winding down yet. I think we're more, I don't know what the word is. I think we're still in the middle. We're kind of floating in the middle right now, because next week is week number 7, obviously. But I guess we would say we're past the halfway mark. We're kind of still in the middle of the season, kind of, I'm guessing. So anyways, Brittany said they try to reevaluate, you know, themselves, each leg, you know, try to improve themselves. They're here, and then Becca and Floyd were rapping. Teams got tea and dates, which I guess dates are very well, very, very well known in Dubai. And then also they told them that the clues are in the car, and there's all kinds of beautiful cars. I think it was a BMW. There was all these sports cars. Oh man, I couldn't tell you what the heck, what kind of cars there were, because I was just kind of drooling on my paper, literally, looking at these cars, like, wow, like, that's pretty cool. So, clues were in the car, and then, obviously, they have to take a taxi cab back into the city, and into the Dubai frame, and then they have to go to the top of the Dubai frame and find their next clue. Wish and Alyssa were, in front of the Afghanimals, right behind them, and then Rachel and Alyssa obviously took the wrong exit, so obviously now they have to turn around and then go all the way back again. And I think that was one of the reasons why they fell behind in the back of the pack. I'm not saying anything negative about them, I'm just saying, you know, I think that was what happened. The taxi cab took the wrong turn, and then that's what happened and why they started to fall behind. They were in the back of the pack, obviously. So, you know, it happens. Like, you know, sometimes in the race, you need luck. Obviously, you need luck in the Amazing Race sometimes. And this is just not happened to be the moment, obviously. So, and then, of course, Detour, different tasks. So they have to go up the world's fastest elevator and jump off. Now, I know you're gonna say, are they really jumping off the building? No. I thought they were going to jump off the damn building. No, well, no, as I like, huh? I'm like, huh? Really? You're actually doing VR? So it's an actual VR thing, experience. And VR is, for those who don't know, and I don't know much about VR myself because I never played it before, is virtual reality. So you put on a headset, like a thing in front of your face, and then you kind of move around your hands. You have like controllers that kind of move you around. You can do different motions with it. So it's pretty cool stuff. It is very, very cool stuff. I would love to try VR. That would be a cool experience, actually. So, or they will dress up as a dinosaur, and then they have to find 5 colored eggs and return them to their nest. And then, of course, Colin and Christy, I think they said find. And I think Brittany and Janelle said find. Beck and Floyd, obviously, that's talking about, you know, jump will be first come, first serve. So they're thinking they're going to jump off an actual building. They're literally thinking that. I think that was the first thought of all the teams. Are we really going to jump off the building? Like, you never know until, like, you get there and like, oh, we're doing virtual reality. That's how it is. Uh-huh. So, you know, it, big difference between the two, obviously. So, Rachel and Alyssa, you know, were disappointed by their taxi cab. Afghanimals, we're going to do jump. And then Alyssa said, we have to stay together. Like, the teams have to stay together. And then, obviously, Afghanimals, you know, are going to jump. So, Afghanimals, also, I think they Afghanimals will be already jumped. So obviously Rachel and Alyssa changed to jump. So they're obviously going to do the jump because obviously talking about, you know, they're going to jump and then obviously they'll be done. And then Janelle and Brittany got one egg. Chris and Brett, one egg. Rachel, obviously saying like the jump is fast and quick and obviously you move on from it. And then of course, then they get there and then they realize, oh, it's a VR experience. It's a VR experience after all. So, which is, like, they were kind of thrown off by that, obviously. They were very much thrown off by that whole entire thing. Like, they were kind of shocked to see, oh, we're doing VR? Oh, okay. So, they have to go to the top and jump. So, obviously, they also have to do the VR, like, that has to do what they're told by the voice, like, the automated voice, you know, telling them to punch something or whatever. And then, obviously, after they have to be, they are tested on what they seen. So it's very specific. So it's a memory challenge. And I was saying on Twitter last night, I was going on, I don't think I only tweeted one thing about Mason Race last night. That was right invested into the episode, obviously. So I was saying, I said, you know what? This would be a great challenge for me because I have a great memory. So it's a memory challenge. I could do memory challenges. You know, you have to have a good memory. You have to memorize every little detail that you see on the virtual reality game. You have to see every single thing. You have to see every single thing that's there. So, and then, of course, it was, obviously, they're talking about, there was different questions, obviously, and then, like, what color was the handle and all that. So, the Afghanimals were wrong, Colin Christie wrong, Janelle and Brittany, you know, they have, kind of arguing that Janelle said, we have to go. And then Brittany said she's not Olympic athlete, and then Corey and Tyler going over the questions. I guess obviously Corey and Tyler were not right, I guess. So back on the fly, Floyd had one more. Chris and Britt done, and then obviously they have to go to Soho Garden. And then Rachel and Alyssa have to do the test and failed. The Afghanimals had to go again. So the Afghanimals had to kind of redo it and then kind of, they had to restart again from the, they had to restart the whole entire, they had the challenge. Now, I thought once you do it so many times, you can't do it again. I was thinking, how is that possible? Like, really? How can you, like, if you can't do it again, what are you supposed to do? Go the other detour? Like, that's what my thoughts were, technically. That was my thoughts, obviously. So, Janelle found the last egg, and then of course who can feel the beat, and then obviously they have to, you know, go, I guess they have to go find someone who's like dancing to the beat, to the beat that the DJ is playing, I guess. And then once they do that, they will get their next clue. Chris had to did not have the beat. Afghanimals got it wrong, and I did write in my notes that they did not actually can I do it again? That is incorrect because they did do it again. They did do it again. But I guess they have to wait because obviously you have to wait your turn because there's like only so many VR stations there, obviously. So Colin Christie and then the DJ played the Amazing Race theme song. Like, that's awesome. I was like, I know that tune. That's the Amazing Race theme song. Who doesn't know the Amazing Race theme song by now? For those who have watched the show from the very beginning, or not so much the beginning as well. So, you know, it is, that's cool. I kind of had that, every time I hear the theme song, it's like, ooh, I got that chill going up my spine every time I hear that theme song. That's like, I love it. No, I love the theme song. I love it. It's so appropriate for the whole theme of the whole TV reality TV show. So teams, and then, oh sorry, and then Janelle was gonna do it, and then Janelle was no, and then Afghanim was done, and then Rachel and Lissa were done, and then where was I? And then, oh yeah, and then obviously teams will have to go to Bassani, something Marina, which is a piss off the leg of the race. If the last team to check in may be eliminated, so obviously we don't know. When they say may be eliminated, we don't know if they are going to be eliminated, or they are going to be eliminated, or they aren't going to be eliminated. We just do not know. Excuse me. So Tyler done, Chris and Brett done, Colin and Chrissy done, Janelle done, Becca and Floyd, Chris and Brett were at the, I guess they were doing the beat. Leo and Jamal done. Melissa said to Rachel, we will get caught up. She said Rachel will get us caught up. Always get it done. Rachel and Alyssa done. Team number one, Beck and Floyd. They won $5,000 each. Phil actually, obviously they said Phil will get his own Philometer if he does a freestyle. Obviously, Phil did the freestyle. Something I never see out of Phil ever. Like, I never seen that side of Phil. And, you know, Phil is a great host. So is Jeff Probst. You know, all the hosts of the reality TV show that we watch, you know, they're amazing. They dedicate a lot of time to hosting the show and making it a lot of fun and a fun experience to watch. So team number two was Chris and Brett. Rachel, you know, feeling like this is it. They are going to be eliminated. You know, Rachel being Rachel, you know, you know how Rachel is, how she was in Big Brother and other past seasons. But, you know, it's normal to feel this way. You know, they tried the best they can. And, you know, she feels down that they are going to be eliminated from the race. So, and then, of course, Colin Christie, team number three. Team number four, Tyler and Corey. Team number five, Nicole and Victor. Team number six, Janelle and Brittany. I probably screwed up the team, sorry. Team number seven, Leo and Jamal. And then team number, Rachel said, you know, she was trying to teach her daughter, you know, to take risks. She takes risks. But team number eight, in its non-elimination leg, is Rachel and Riley. So they will have to do a speed bump on the next leg, which we will get to right now, actually. Teams will now have to fly to the Pearl of Africa, Uganda. So once they are there, they have to hail a taxi, and then they have to go to the Uganda National Mosque to get the next clue. And then Brittany and Janelle and Alyssa and Rachel met up. So they were back together. The mom's team, Big Brother, I guess they were calling each other, obviously. And then Rachel said they will make up the speed bump. And then Chris and Brent want to, you know, be team number one. They want to actually win a leg of the race. They want to actually, you know, win an actual leg. And I think they will. There'll be a time where they will finally win a leg of the race. They will finally, you know, win that leg. Finally. So, talking about the craziness, and then obviously I want to talk about, you know, the craziness with all the teams coming out of the airport. It's just mad crazy. Just like a bunch of hurdles of elephants coming out the door. It was crazy. I was just like, whoa, this is a lot of craziness going on. And I was sitting there, I was like, wow, this is nuts. So obviously teams will have to dress in respectable wardrobe, and then obviously they will have to count the stars. stairs in the minaret, and then Chris and Brad forgot to count the stairs, so they had to, and also, I think they had to also get the clue, I think, if I remember correctly. And then, of course, Tyler and Corey don't got it. They guessed 304, and then they had to count the, obviously, I guess there was only a certain amount of stairs that they could count. Like, it was marked, so they got Amazing Race marker, so they can count from the bottom where they mark it, and then they end it. So, obviously, they have to count those. So, obviously, they are not counting every single step going up from the bottom to the top. I don't think that's the case. So, Nicole and Victor were right. They had the right amount. It was 272, if I remember correctly. And then, obviously, they must go on to... they have to go to, oh, sorry, Owino Market and search for the next clue. Sorry, I kind of blanked out for a second. And then Tyler and Corey were right. And then Chris and Brett were right. Rachel and Alyssa were wrong. Leo and Jamal were right. Rachel and Alyssa wrong by one. They had 271. So it was 272, actually. It was 272 was actually the right answer. And then, of course, Janelle and Brittany were stuck in traffic. They were stuck in traffic for a while, actually. Janelle and Brittany were stuck in traffic for a little while. But, you know, it happens. You know, that busy city, that happens. So Rachel said, you know, it's 270. So, like, are you sure? I counted 272. So they went with 272, were right. Becca and Floyd were right. Deans were looking for the Sweeto restaurant. And it, so obviously, so the roadblock, Sweeto Market, obviously, it spanned 20 football fields. And then they have us shop for vegetables and eggs. And they must be Rolex, not Rolex, like the watch. Nope. And we're going to get into that because I'm going to probably be ranting on about it throughout the rest of the whole episode, probably up to the point of one team that keeps saying Rolex. You'll see when I get to that point. Rolex. So it's like eggs, vegetables, rolled in a homemade wrap that they fry up. That's pretty cool, actually. I'd like to try that. So I'd like to try something similar to that. I should try it. That's going to be something I can experiment with eggs. I always do something different with eggs here. One day I'll have bacon and eggs. Another day I'll do like eggs on a wrap, which is really healthier choice. I like doing eggs on a wrap with vegetables. Sometimes I'll put ham in it, kielbasa. Sometimes I'll just do ham and cheese and onions, and that's it. Sometimes I'm just feel like a plain person, but you know, like I might have to try something like that. I might have to try making it. I'll say I try my own roll eggs. I could probably look it up. It'll be interesting to see the recipe for all that. I might try it one day. There's something on my list, and it doesn't seem that hard either. Looks pretty simple. Actually, it seems like a very, you know, simple recipe, but you just gotta make sure you're doing it all right. You know, you gotta make sure whatnot that you're right. So Janelle and Brittany were right. Victor Victor was raped. Victor got burned by oil, I guess, from Leo or Jamal. I think you got it right. And then teens must go to the Abua village, which is like, the Gua, I don't know how to pronounce that name, obviously the village, builder to get their next clue. Janelle thought it was a watch. There we go. There's she thought it was a Rolex, and it was roll eggs. Rolleg. I'm gonna probably screw it up. Roll eggs. Sorry, with an S. Forgot to put the S in there. So Rachel and Alyssa had to do the speed bump. So they had to hand wash all the dirty clothes and hanging up in this very busy market. And then Janelle was wrong. So he had to start again. Alyssa was on the Rolex. So obviously they caught up. You know, they were good. Then Rachel and Alyssa really caught up very, very, very quickly, which is great. That's good that I'm seeing that. I've seen people, but teams, you know, fold under the pressure and not catch up with a speed bump. I've seen that happen before, but recently, in the recent season, they've been doing very, very well. They've really done an amazing job with, keeping up, you know, doing the speed bump, you know, there's been very many that have done a speed bump where they actually get eliminated. Like, it has not happened. Now, this leg, it almost happened, but I will talk about that after as well. And then, Lissa was on the Rolex, Leon Jamal Dunn, Floyd Dunn, and then, obviously, they have to do a salty roll, or they have to put wood on the back of a bike and build a 1-2-3-4 1-2-3-4 the other way. It's like Jenga. Playing Jenga with actual wood. Well, Jenga is real wood. Trunks. Not like big trunks, but small trunks of wood. So, obviously, this is a detour, and then they will have to, gut and roll like fish, and they have to put like salt on it as well to get a nice clue. And then obviously for the other one, they have to, you know, put on like wood, you know, they have to take put wood and put it in the back of the bike, and then they have to take it down where they will stack it up, and then once they do that it's high enough, the judge will give them the next clue. Lissa Dunn, then of course bikes who are leaning, and then Chris and Brett were gonna do the pole, and then of course F Animals, obviously we're moving the wood, calling Christie, you know, crash with all their wood. I think they had too much wood. I think they were saying there's about 40. I think they can put about 40 on there, if I'm correct. I think it's 40. I think it's about 40 pieces of wood that they can actually put in there. So, and then, of course, Janelle looking for the Rolex. It's not a Rolex. It's the Rolex. I know. I kept thinking it's Rolex, Rolex, Rolex. I kept correcting it. I kept yelling at the screen like last night. I was like, it's Rolex, not Rolex. Like, ugh. And I was thinking, and I felt bad for Janelle too. You know, I really, really, really felt bad for her. You know, not able to figure it out. So Tyler was done. So they have to, obviously, it's down to the water where they can do their head-to-head. Obviously, you have to figure out this puzzle, and then obviously it's a head-to-head competition, so they're gonna figure out this puzzle. First team to figure out the puzzle will obviously check in with Phil, and then obviously the last team to check, and then obviously the loser will actually have to wait for the next team to do the challenge. Obviously, the last person to lose the challenge will maybe eliminated from the race. So Nicole and Victor Dunn, Rachel and Lissa gutting fish, and then of course Rachel saying she's been doing this all her life. Her dad taught her how to gut a fish, and actually she used the term daddy, and of course, you know, like her dad taught her how to do it, gut a fish and all that. So, and then of course they were done, and then Janelle was done. Janelle finally figured it out. Nicole and Victor number 3 at the head-to-head. Chris and Brett were number 4 head-to-head. So it's Tyler and Corey going against Colin and Christie. So obviously there's only one that can do it. There's only one that can do it, actually. And so it was Colin versus Tyler. Then of course it was like had blue and green. Tyler wins. Team number 1 was Tyler and Corey. Win a trip for 2 by Travelocity to Singapore. They will have deep massage and explore the city that all has to offer them. So it sounds like a really good trip, actually. So Colin versus Victor, and then of course Victor has the green and red, Colin has yellow, Victor has 3, Colin 3, Colin wins. Team number 2 was Colin and Christie, F Animals, Brett, and then Victor and Christie were the next one for the head-to-head, and then Victor 2, Victor 3, Victor wins. Team number 3 is Victor and Nicole. Then Brett going to give it a shot. That's what Brett says. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it. Janelle and Brittany doing the salty roll. And then Brett and Floyd. And it was Brett 3. Floyd had 2 at the time. And then, of course, Brett wins. Team number 4 was Chris and Brett. Floyd versus Leo. And then, of course, Floyd 2. Floyd 3. Floyd wins. Jamal said, I will do it. And then, obviously, team number 5 was Becca and Floyd. And then it was Brittany. And then Janelle and Brittany were done. And then, of course, Jamal versus... Who was it? Jamal versus... I lost my track. Who was it? Jamal and Rachel. Jamal 2, Jamal 3, Rachel 2, Jamal wins. Team number 6 was Leo and Jamal. And then Alyssa said, we're going to have to fight for elimination again. And then the final head-to-head battle was the Battle of Big Brother. So it was Rachel versus Brittany. What an interesting way to end the race for this week, having a Big Brother battle. It's kind of interesting in a way. So obviously 2 sacks for Rachel, Brittany 2, Rachel 3, Rachel wins. Team number 7 is Rachel and Alyssa. Second time they've been so close to elimination. They've been so close for elimination. They've been hanging on. They're going to have to step it up next week. Definitely. They're going to have to definitely try to step it up next week. And definitely. So team number 8 and eliminated from the Amazing Race is Brittany and Janelle. And obviously I was saying on Twitter to Alyssa on Twitter, one of my loyal followers and listeners, I'm guessing that a lot of you listen to the podcast, but I said to her, you know, I'm really sad to see Janelle and Brittany. I actually like them because I remember last time I saw them was on Big Brother 14 when the two ladies and Dan and there was one more, Mike Boogie, were coaches on Big Brother 14, which is very iconic season. That was an amazing season, but that's the last time I saw them. And you know, I would like to see Brittany come back and play Big Brother one more time, or even the race one more time. I would like to see even the two of them come back for one more season. That would be really cool to see them back. So next week, teens will be on an adventure while the Rileys go head to head against Nicole and Victor. So sounds like there'll be some drama next week. That will be very, very interesting to see indeed. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About TV. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feed. And fair warning, we are only doing it once a week right now. We are on a weekly basis due to no other reality TV shows currently airing. So we are strictly on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, minus today. I had been very, very, very busy with doing some technical stuff around the studio, so I apologize for us being late. But usually it's at 9 o'clock every week here on the audio only. Please do subscribe the best way. You also can follow me on social media for behind the scenes look at the studio, especially what's been transpired today, especially with the changes I have made. You can check it out on Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys back here next week for another episode of Everything About TV. And happy Memorial Day to all you Americans out there. Hope you have a great long weekend. We'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.